Page 120. Document B. Listen and speak.
What was it like being a woman in the science field when you first presented your findings?
It was interesting. There were those scientists who felt reluctant to believe in the information that was provided by this young woman. But remember, if you're thinking from their perspective, I didn't even have a degree when I began. So it wasn't a bit surprising that they said, well, maybe, why should we believe all this? Maybe it's not true. But fortunately, once the National Geographic came in, they sent Hugo van Loeck out, and he photographed all the things I talked about, so everybody had to believe in them.
And what was the response of other scientists knowing that you actually named the chimps?
No, naming helped me to remember who was who. I mean, I hate numbers. There's no way I would have remembered number 12, number 14, number 17. And quite honestly, I don't think most people would. You know, I went the first time I ever went to South Korea. A young woman came up to me in the street. I hadn't been on TV or anything, but she'd seen a Geographic film. And she had tears in her eyes. She said, I never thought I'd see you. And can you tell me, how's Fifi? Do you think she would have said with tears in her eyes, how's number 18? I don't think so. So the naming of them kind of cemented the personality. And people have said, oh, it was so good you gave them personalities. I didn't give them personalities. I tried to describe the personalities that I learned.